Nettie Asbury opened many doors in her lifetime, including her own. Her teaching and her activism left an indelible mark on the Northwest. Born in Kansas in 1865, the daughter of a plantation owner and one of his former slaves, she began taking piano lessons at the age of 8. Thanks to free tuition, she attended the University of Kansas. Then, a month before her 18th birthday, she received a Ph.D. from the Kansas Conservatory of Music and Elocution, becoming the first African-American woman to receive a doctorate in music. Nettie Asbury then dedicated herself to teaching. She worked in Missouri, Colorado, and her home state. After getting married, she and her husband relocated to Seattle, just as the city was rebuilding from the Great Fire of 1889. She became the organist and musical director at the newly established First African Methodist Episcopal Church. When her husband died unexpectedly in 1893, she moved to Tacoma. In 1902, Asbury founded the Mozart Musical Club. A massive upright piano graced her home in Tacoma's Hilltop neighborhood, where she lived for more than 50 years. There she taught and inspired hundreds of children, welcoming students of all races and presenting several dozen in public recitals every year. All the while, she served as the choir director at a local church. Nettie Asbury had a passion for justice, too. She founded the Tacoma chapter of the NAACP in 1913, the first chapter west of the Rockies. She led the successful efforts to overturn a proposed state ban on interracial marriage, as well as an end to restricted seating for African Americans in restaurants and theaters. She began organizing a large network of social clubs for women of color all across the Northwest. She also worked tirelessly for women's suffrage, having been inspired at age 13 by a speech given by Susan B. Anthony. A gifted keyboardist, a pioneer in music education, a prolific letter writer, a champion in the movements for social justice and racial equality, Nettie Asbury died in 1968 at the age of 103, leaving behind a substantial legacy of service to her adopted community. Another musical moment from NWPB Classical.